Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at I have to leave soon because I have to go to a breast reduction party.
No!
You're like, okay, so Jason went on a date with a guy named Nick. You said a rose? Oh my God! Oh my God! Why would you do that?
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
I did bathe in this tub recently, last week.
Okay.
I took a bath in this tub.
For the first time ever you've taken a bath.
No, not that, but... My what would they call it? They called it something. His spongussy in SpongeBob.
Like,
yeah, they called it his.
His.
I think they called it his spongussy
when he goes la da dee la da doo la da dum.
No, I was just gonna say that my spongussy was on this ground, like where yours is now. My spongussy was there.
Oh my God, our bases are kissing, kind of.
Yeah, my base just saying. Oh, you know who else's bases were basically kissing recently? There's going to come...
Girl, where is this going?
So, you're not going to believe. There's a photo shoot that's going to come out recently. Soon. There's a photo shoot. Sorry, hold on. I'm rendering.
There's a photo shoot?
There's a photo shoot that's going to come out soon. And there is only one dress of this. Like, there's only one... This dress is one of a kind. And I wore it. And the only other person who... Well, not the only other... Hold on. No, I wish it was clear. But it's still pretty fucking cool. Julia Fox.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh my God, what'd she wear it for? Do you know?
A photo shoot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That came out like for a magazine. And so I also wore that one of a kind dress.
I feel like I know the dress you're
you don't.
About. No?
You don't.
I haven't seen it?
Nobody has seen it.
Oh.
Nobody has seen me. Only two people have seen me in it.
Wow.
And everybody on the subway in the.
Color is it?
Many.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited too.
Did you do your makeup like her?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know that she wore
it. Oh, until after?
I didn't know. Now I'm bashful. No, I didn't know. And now I'm bashful. You don't know that?
No.
You don't know Ashby?
No.
From TikTok?
No.
She, like, is the one, she, like, kind of popularized the whole Hamilton thing. Like, Hamilton, come back to sleep. I have an early meeting out of town.
I love those.
It's not safe out there. I know. Ashby.
I just need to write something down.
Ashby.
Hamilton.
I didn't know.
And now I'm bashful. I didn't know. I'm bashful.
She always...
I love when people dress up the Lorax.
Like when she... Her tongue with the mustache, like at one point she was like, I'm going to steal your wife. like with the mustache, it was so fucking cute. Like, I really do like her.
That movie was formative for me, the Lorax movie.
I still dance like that to this day. If I'm at the club, I'm going to dance like the Lorax, unfortunately. I'm not at the club often. Adam's friends came from North Carolina. They're my friends too. Hey, they're my friends. They're my fucking friends.
Who?
He said to me, he's like, it's so nice. Thank you so much for hanging out with my friends on the one day that he like couldn't because he was with his family. I was like, these are my fucking friends, first of all. Second of all.
Weird. You can't even have your own friends.
That's crazy,
that's
right?
Crazy.
My man controls everything about me. Okay, I do this really unsettling joke. And I know it's not funny, but it makes him upset that I make this joke around...
And so you will continue to do it.
I will continue to. He hates when I make this joke. But like if any of his friends offer me food, specifically like his male friends, and it's not vegan, instead of being like, oh, no, thank you, I'm vegan, I'll go, no, Adam limits my calories for the day.
You should start just turning to him going, Adam, can I have this?
Am I allowed?
Am I allowed? Not you, princess treatment.
And then it's really unsettling. Ask Max, because I've done that in front of him before. I'm like, no, I only have like 400 left for the day. I can't. I can't have that. And he's like pulled me aside before and been like, can you please stop doing that? And I'm like, why are you pretending? Like, you don't have control over my fitness.
Why did you need to pull me aside for this? We could have had this conversation in front of everyone.
And it's just, yeah.
Let's wake it up.
Yeah, hey, if I didn't limit my own calories in the past and if I didn't have my own my fitness pal, like I'm allowed to make jokes like that now because I'm part of the
that's your lore.
But yeah, I'm part of the past caloric
You're still on that part of Twitter?
I am on ED Twitter. I'm not even joking. And I am on erectile dysfunction Twitter and eating disorder Twitter.
Erectile dysfunction Twitter, it's just you replying to a bunch of people with erectile dysfunction, be like, it's God's will. You deserve it.
I am. The other night he really wanted to go to the club with his friends and they all wanted to go out so badly.
The club. In the club.
I felt so bad. I was like, I really don't want to go, guys. I'm like, I'm really sleepy. I'm really tired. We did like 35,000 steps.
Did you rally?
And I've only had my 400 calories today. I don't have the energy to go out to the club tonight. No, I stayed home. I was really proud of myself. I felt like you.
Well, I guess like if I had one more Celsius.
I felt like you when you're like, actually,
I'm tired.
I'm sleepy. I'm going home. Jake has been going out with friends more often. I do enjoy that.
I appreciate our friends. I want to go dancing.
You do?
Not drinking, but I want to go dancing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even do that before. Hey, and I'm
practicing in my room.
Actually, am I not invited?
We haven't even come up with a date yet. It was just me and my lesbian girls.
Which ones?
Vaughn and Natalie.
And I'm not invited?
You're absolutely invited.
You didn't say I was.
When we come up with a date, you will be the first straight, bisexual person to know. Hey, happy Bi Visibility Awareness Month.
I am visible now.
I'm really proud.
No, I saw a Claro tweet that...
Shock. Shocking. You saw a Claro tweet. That is crazy.
It was a tweet. It is Bi Visibility Month. Claro is now visible. And so I was like, wait, I need to recreate this. And then immediately, like 20 minutes later, my manager sends it to me and he's like, oh my fucking God, like I didn't know you were one of us. Like he's like,
he said that?
Yeah, he said, I thought you were just an ally. I didn't know you were a sister. And I was like,
you're like, I have kissed women for allyship.
Also, I have texted, like I have sent him within our first week of working together. He was like, do you like The Sims? And I was like, I used to make all my Sims gay. And he's like, I thought you were just doing it for the bit. And I was like, no, I made my Sims gay and it's for the bit. It's
no, I made them gay so the other Sims could hate crime, though.
And he was like in so much, it was like really, really endearing and sweet. And he's like, oh my God, I didn't know this about you. And I was like, thank you so much. And I said, I feel like Billie Eilish right now. I thought everyone knew. And I almost thought about posting
that. I thought she said, fuck you, Rolling Stone.
She said that on her Instagram.
Yes.
And then she also said, that's not the first time. She also said, fuck you, Rolling Stone. But
yeah, I do remember that.
Yes.
Didn't they leak her album or something?
The names of the songs, I think, or the track list.
Rolling Stone.
But also she had said in an interview, she's like, I thought everyone knew.
I remember.
And now I'm bashful.
When she had to come out. And it was that Vanity Fair interview. And they're like, oh, my God. So, like, you like women, right? And she was like,
Me my entire life. Yeah. Like, that's, like, all, like, the field hockey girls in high school, like doing that to me. And I'm like,
No. They just give me their underwear sometimes.
No.
The girls.
No. That wasn't the field hockey girls.
Oh, that wasn't a field hockey girl?
Those were my burnout girls.
Damn, they were everywhere.
I did. I did collect them. I did collect girls in high school. Like,
oh.
They were Webkinz. I don't know.
Did you beg your mother for Webkinz?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It wasn't like something that, when people had like collections of 200 plus.
That's crazy, by the way. That's a wealth that I don't think I'll ever know.
No, then their greed consumed them. And it was,
truly, your greed sickens me. I just have one pet that I give all my love to.
You know, I did feel a lot of guilt growing up. And looking back now, this is my OCD, but I would feel extreme guilt whenever I would get a new Webkinz because I thought, how will I show love to this new one and also my old ones? I had extreme guilt. That's why I couldn't get like another cat. Like I only had one cat at a time.
Yeah.
I felt massive. I only had one betta fish at the time, but mainly because like if you had two, then they would kill each other.
Don't they like eat each other if they get angry?
Yes. I had like a lot of stress over that. So much so that I remember when I was a kid, this was the same trip that I cracked my head open in London. And my aunt got me a video game. I had a Nintendo DS Lite, the pink one, of course.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's one does.
I only had like three games on rotation for my whole like 2 years of owning a Nintendo DS. I had the Nintendogs.
Love that game. Love this game.
I think I had the Hannah Montana game.
I never played that.
It was really good.
Damn, you're a true fan.
I was among the first. Like, I read her book and everything.
I read her book.
And there was like another game that I was really into, but honestly, maybe I was just having those two games on rotation. I'm not even joking. And so my aunt bought me a horse game and I sobbed uncontrollably because I was like, I can't have this game because it's causing me to feel so much guilt because how am I going to show love to my other games? And I don't know why the fuck my mom didn't take me as soon as we got back to America to the doctor, like been like, something's wrong with her. She feels guilt for Anatomist
objects.
Yeah, like, I don't want this one.
I felt that about colors. I think we talked about this. Didn't you say your favorite color was clear or something?
That was because I wanted attention.
Oh, I said my favorite color was rainbow because I genuinely would be like, I don't want to make the other colors sad.
Right, that's why you said rainbow. Right, that's why I said rainbow. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, that's totally why I said rainbow, my dad.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I should have... Well, I made my aunt return the game. That's how bad it got. Like, I had
10 horses?
Something like that. I had, like, a panic attack. And so then she got me the UK version of Animal Crossing.
Hey!
It was the same thing. Okay. I think it was the same thing.
Tom looks like, give me my rent money, love.
I think it was the same thing. It was Wild World. It was Animal Crossing Wild World, but I think they used a U in all of, like instead of color.
World?
They...
God. You're like, oh, that's why you're the way that you are.
Right. Instead of colors, they would put a U in it. And instead of gray, like G-R-A-Y, they would put G-R-E-Y.
That would radicalize me.
No, yeah. And so, like, no, you're being serious. Like, Tom Nook, like, literally did... You know how normally, like, the Animal Crossing characters go,
like, come here, hello.
I don't know. No.
And he had a monocle.
Yeah, they were all British. How could you do that? Ooh, do you think The Sims could have
British accents?
Yarby Garduzar. Are.
Well.
Arbayutsar.
I don't know. Arbayutsar.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Thank you. I've been working on my Simlish. British Simlish. Is there Simlish for other languages?
No, I think Simlish is its own language. What do you mean?
Well, there's like. For other languages, there's sign language. There can be
sign
language for
other languages.
No,
I understand.
Lost Ruby knew.
Everything comes back to Sims.
That's true, and I've always said that. It's sort of like the invisible string.
Invisible ring, invisible string. Jeremiah and Conrad. Who are you? Are you Belly Jer or are you what's their name? What's their ship name? Belly.
Belly Rad.
No, they don't do that. Belly. I think they call it Belly Conrad. I think they literally...
That's so boring.
Because what else are they going to say? Also...
I'm a Con Maya fan.
Con Maya?
Connor and Jeremiah.
Connor?
No, I'm just kidding.
Conrad.
Conrad?
Yeah.
Or Connor and Conrad?
You know what?
I haven't watched it, y'all. I'm sorry.
I started watching the My Life with the Walter Boys show because I was like, fuck, I need something on while I do chores around the house last night.
What is that? I never even heard of it.
It's basically this girl, her whole entire family dies. It's on Netflix.
Oh, this is not
a spoiler alert because this happens in the first
really
5 minutes. Her whole entire family dies and she becomes an orphan. And her uncle's like, well, I can't take you in because I'm just so busy. So she gets shipped off across the country and has to, like, lives with a foster family. And she's just, like, in love with all the brothers because there's, like, 8 of them. And so it's basically...
She's like, what am I going to do?
It's basically The Summer I Turned Pretty, but like they took it a step further because this is her adopted family and these are technically like her stepbrothers.
Oh, so it's just more incestuous.
Yes.
Which
they're like, how close can we push it to being as incestuous as possible? Because that is like the number one porn topic. So
I know that really is. Well, not... I was just mean in general. Everyone's talking about incest.
Well, that's...
Colleen Hoover started it all, girl.
They talk about incest in the Stranger Things play. Incest really is everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
What is up with that?
Every single time that they say a line... Every single time, because I've seen the show now many, 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 many times, which I feel the need to, like, clarify and stand my ground for this. I'm not going to see the show in a way that it's like, ooh. Like,
just stalking a few of the cast members, guys.
No,
it's not,
no,
like...
No, it's not in a way that it's like, I'm concerned for this girl, or, oh, Nicole, like, likes something too much. It is just that it's summer, I've had a lot of friends come to visit, and I want to show all my friends. And I love sitting there while someone else is watching something. I love it more than anything.
She didn't even look at the stage.
I was just looking at you.
She looked down the row. She actually was like, I need to sit on the end
so that I can
look down the row.
Yeah.
Watch everyone.
And I brought 4 of you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was the time of my life. because I got to watch all of you watch it for the first time. So
the flash photography was a lot. Like, she kept taking pictures of us during certain moments.
I did hook you guys all up to heart monitors, so I could track your heart rate during the show.
And then she, there was like a questionnaire afterwards. She's like, "Did you like it?"
No.
And she could tell if you were lying.
No, dead ass. Like I'm like, all right, let's do a test now. No, I really do, because I did do things unhealthily in the past where I kept going to things and trying to like relive a moment. I used to do this one thing. This has to do with my OCD. I used to go to Joanne Fabrics every single time I came home from, can't do it anymore because it doesn't exist. But I used to go to Joanne Fabrics because I tried to recreate this one really good day that I had. And I kept trying to recreate the day so bad that I would try and do everything in the order and it never fucking worked. And I was like, damn it.
Really?
Yes.
When was this? High school?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. What? Like 2019 to 2023.
2023?
Yeah.
Girl. Sorry. I thought you were going to say to 2020.
No.
2019 to 2026.
I would do it a few times a year.
Okay.
I would do it a few times a year. And it didn't work.
Were you like picking textiles? Like, what were you doing there? That made it so great the first time.
It was just the day. It was my last good day before I got put on probation at work. And I know that doesn't make any sense, but that's what I would do all the time. So...
Wow.
And I didn't understand why I did it. And then my therapist was like, okay, well, walk me through things. And I was like, so the next day was one of the worst days ever. And she's like, okay, so that's why, girl.
So what else did you do besides go to Joanne Fabrics on the best day of your life?
I saw Mac DeMarco that night.
Oh, I think I know this day.
Yeah, because I think I vlogged it. And I vlogged it, and I finally quit my job. And it wasn't even that great of a day.
Chipotle or RA?
RA.
Oh, wow.
No, Chipotle.
Yeah, that's what
Chipotle.
I was thinking, because I was like, you were put on probation. You didn't quit right after.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Anyway.
You used to call it Bobotle.
Yeah.
I think that's the most millennial thing you've ever done in your life.
Okay. And what about, and I'm never going to get that Chipotle sponsor
just now.
Well, I now.
Trader Joe's Later Hose.
For
a long time.
And I really, really, truly, I wonder what you were talking about.
Yeah, you were like, what the fuck?
I do feel what like I'm passing talking? The picket fence, the picket line. The picket fence line every single time I go into Trader Joe's now.
Why?
Well, I just want to, I want to be supportive of you.
Oh, thank you. But I do also shop at Trader Joe's.
I want to be respectful to you.
The one by us has the cutest guys.
Mm.
Every time I'm like, the guy who's checking me out every time I'm like, damn, you know what? You know how people are like, oh yeah, the Trader Joe's cashier is always flirting with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I was a Trader Joe's cashier, I was like, we're not fucking flirting with you. We don't give a fuck. Now that I'm a customer all the time, I'm like, wait a minute.
I think they're flirting. Damn,
stop.
I feel that way with everyone around me at all times now.
Oh, great.
Now that I live in New York, I'm like, oh my God, everyone's in love with me. You're like cursing me out.
When I first moved here, I like fell in love with somebody on the subway like every day.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, you don't. Probably shouldn't. I do. And I would like spend the entire ride doing that thing that you do when you go to concerts of people that you really like, where you pretend like they don't matter to you at all.
That I do?
Yeah, I was just kidding. But like, but that is what I do on the subway, where I'm like, this is me flirting with somebody. This is me when I don't, or when I'm, you know, just your friend or whatever. Stop. Oh my God. Stop. Stop. You're so sexy. Stop. And this is me when I really like you and I think that you're cute.
I think I'm really good at pretending people don't exist on the subway. Jake and I sat next to a celebrity on the subway, and I didn't know he was a celebrity.
Again.
I know. I didn't know he was a celebrity, and then Jake told me, but I will never, ever, ever think of him as cool ever again, because he, like, did, like, he, like, hawked the loogie really loud next to me and then coughed. And
it was lean to you.
It was so wet. It was a wet cough.
I was like, fuck.
No.
That was so hot.
That moment completely, like, I was like, oh, you're dead to me. And that was it.
Oh, well, then you would have hated seeing him again.
Oh, absolutely.
Dwayne Reed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was like, oh, you know what I saw about him recently? We're talking about Brandon Flynn.
And and what if he's a massive Chronically Online Girl fan and he's like Nicole Raffi?
No, I don't have anything bad to say
Nicole
about
Raffi
him.
I did, clearly, because he had a wet, he did a wet cough.
He did a wet cough. Like a toddler.
No, like, that's basically what, like, cough with his tongue out. Like, and I was like, okay, well, then the magic's over.
It's a Subway, like, who cares? You can do whatever the fuck you want out there.
Baby this morning, I think it was at Whole Foods, and it, like, shit itself in the front seat of the, I know.
Couldn't be me.
First of all, I would never.
Literally would never.
Second of all, maybe I have. I don't think I have. I was well behaved. Not that you're a bad behaved child. Oh, shitting. Baby. Not, yeah. But it was this funny video, and this woman recorded her baby, like, making pooping faces. First of all, the baby looked 30 years old simultaneously.
Lovely,
like,
that happened.
3 months old.
That's
right.
So cute.
It was a really cute baby, but he, like, shit all over the front seat, wherever you put the babies in the front cart thing. When, you know what I'm talking
about?
Oh,
yeah. I used to love that when I was a kid.
Right. And so people, like, are like, no bags. I go bagless at the store. First of all, I use the produce bags for my trash cans, for like my mini trash cans, like in my bathroom and everything. Like, I am a proud user, a proud reuser of my produce bags. But it's just making me think about all the people who do not use their bags and are putting their produce right onto potential baby diarrhea in the cart.
Oh, shit.
I know.
I was wondering how you were going to connect the two. But right. Yeah, I guess because, yeah, right. That is where I would put my in that top section.
So don't shame me for getting my free trash bags at the grocery store because you're getting baby shit on your bananas.
You know what? Do you know those things that they have for diapers where it's like one continuous trash bag?
Yes. They have those for cats.
They do? For litter?
Yeah, it's called a Magic Genie. Yes. Litter Genie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You should get one of those.
I have one.
Oh.
I don't need it anymore. I have a little robot.
Mm, the robots are taking over.
Well, every
they're
time...
They're taking over our genie. They're taking over genie's jobs.
Every time someone comes over to my apartment, which is a lot recently, because I went from having no one over to at
like
my apartment
to
now
weekly
like
thing.
15 new people every single week.
And you're like collecting them too.
No, literally.
You like pass someone on the street the other day. You're like, oh my God, like... Hey, Tuesday.
Because I do Stranger Things rewatch nights until the new season. It's so much fun. And it's like the best way ever to like reconnect with friends and like connect friends who like would have no reason to know each other. And you see each other weekly and it doesn't take a lot of work because everyone just sits there and like brings a bag of chips and then you just hang out. And if you can come, you can. And if you can't, you can't.
And like it's weird to see like multiple friend groups.
It's
or
like my friend from high school and like Adam's coworker. It's so fun.
It's so cool.
But every single time someone comes over and they're like, what's that sound? And it happens every time. And I'm like, it's the little robots behind the TV. It's fine. And then every time they go, don't cats die from that? Because the knockoff little robots.
They'll go with even the cat inside of it.
Some of them. Yeah. And so that's been happening.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
That one has a sensor. If the cats even look at the litter robot for too long,
it's like,
it'll stop.
We're done.
I get a notification on my phone. And it's like, pee pee poo poo has stopped because that's what I named the litter box on my phone. So I get constant reminders. That's why that's why it's always like malfunctioning and doesn't go all the way because the cats are always needing to look at their shit as it rotates. And I would too if I was them.
Do you ever think about what the last notification you ever will read will be?
Before I die?
Yeah, because what if it's pee pee poo poo stopped? Then what?
Pee pee poo poo has been paused. It's probably going to be that, or it's going to be my Aura ring being like, something's wrong. Like showing like...
And you're dead.
Showing major signs of strain on the body.
Oh my God.
Because I get those now and they're like, something's happening. And I love it when it happens because like I'll have a migraine and then the Aura ring will be like minor strains showing up in your body. I'm like, oh, so true. There are. There are strains in my body.
She knows me better than I know.
I know. I do really like it.
I don't know what my last one would be. It would probably be something like, actually, you know what it would be? I would be dying. I would look at my phone and be like, fuck, no notifications. Fuck this Baco life.
Well,
Baco. I've been saying that.
Sorry.
Freak this Baco life, girl. I don't know if I even say life,
Freak
but I'm saying. But I'm like, oh, this Baco life.
No. Well, it's definitely not going to be like Grindr. Or do you still have Hinge?
Grindr? Oh.
Do you still have Hinge?
Yeah, I do.
Premium?
But I don't. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I do.
I don't think I have it for much longer, though, and I barely used it.
Oh, they're threatening you? They're going to take
you? It only lasts for 6 months.
Oh.
I know.
You still haven't found anyone? Jesus
Christ. I know. And you're on Hinge preview? No, I get notifications every day that's like, you and this person
are
merciful battle. No.
Can I try for you?
You're welcome to look at the men on
Hinge. Can I? Yeah, can I actually? Because that's my favorite.
They're not cute. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
It's not that they're not cute. It's that... None of them are funny.
What if I looked at it now?
No.
That could be a fun little bit.
How many people?
I won't say their photos. And
wait,
I
can't. You can't look at my messages.
No, I won't look at your messages. That's okay. Like an invasion of privacy. It was so fun doing it on my on Kaylee's phone when Kaylee was single.
That here,
was,
like, this is the man that I'm most compatible with, according to Hinge.
Okay.
You should look at my profile.
Well, like, his name is really close to mine, so, like, that could never work.
Okay, and one time I did go on a date with someone named Nick, and Nicole told her mother about it the day that I had the date.
I was excited while I was for you.
And then...
My mom
goes, Nick, like Nicole.
My mom loves you. Also, if you were to talk to my mom 7 times a day, because that's how much she calls me, I'm gonna start telling my friend's business. Sorry, I'm going to start being like telling my mom what's going on in my friend's lives because she's like, so what's new? And I'm like, Mom, nothing. I just woke up. And she goes, clearly you don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, no.
Look, okay, so Jason, why are you on a date with a guy named Nick?
Literally. Like, I'm so sorry. I have to give friends of friends drama. My God. And Jake acted like I did something so horrendous.
Like, what? I never saw him again.
Well, God forbid my mom shows some interest in your dating.
And then one time.
Tomorrow when we go out to dinner, she's going to tell you. She's going to be like, Jake, any nice people. She always tries to say.
I wish I had something to say to her. So, except for, no.
My best friend, Kaylee, who we talk about, is in a relationship right now. We talk about Kaylee. Is in a relationship right now with a woman. And
yeah.
Jake, who does not like women, my mom constantly goes, why not the Jake and Kaylee? And I'm like, what the f-? And it's not once that she's done this. She's done this multiple times now. She's like, what if they got together?
She's putting the feelers out.
I'm like,
more than you've done. Come on, girl.
I guess so. But I was just like, okay, 6 foot. You like that. Hey, these photos of... Well, I mean, like, that's not, like...
Does he have a photo with people? Like with, like, a group of...
There's guys? Some in the background.
Okay, that's different.
He's with a girl.
Do you ever... Well, I was about to ask, do you ever see the guys on Hinge? You don't. Unless something really, really terrible is happening that I don't know about. But there's, like, a thing on Hinge where guys will post... Their first picture will be, like, a group of them. Like, a group of men. And so you don't know which one is which.
This guy's cute. Wait, hold on. Okay. What if I told you that at a yoga class, a gong fell on my head, so the teacher asked everyone to circle around me and chant a healing ritual while I was on the floor, bleeding out.
Okay.
He's 6 foot.
I'm interested.
Ooh, he speaks another language.
Okay, what language?
Italian.
Okay.
Long-term relationship, open to short.
Wow, gag it.
He's cute.
How old is he?
28.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. I do have my...
A shower thought I recently had. Do I have a fear of gongs? Wait. No, this guy's cute.
Okay, what? Oh, right. He is.
Right, he's really cute.
See, this doesn't happen to me, though, that I like...
Suddenly, I open it up, and it works.
Oh, look, he's wearing goggles.
He's really cute.
He is. Oh, shit.
So what, I swipe right to...
Yeah, are you screen recording this so we can...
I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
Do I heart it? Is that what I do?
Yeah, you would. I mean, yeah. I mean, pick like a good... Here, let's listen to what he has to say. Best travel
story.
Well,
we can't say that. We can't post
What's
online.
What's going to happen? Nobody even knows his name.
Okay.
Because you're like...
Best travel story. Thank you.
I love him.
He's not going to match with me. I can actually guarantee.
I love him.
Can you hark that part?
Wait, I'm, like, actually in love with this man. Like, send priority, like. Like, I...
Send, what the fuck? Send, did not send a rose. Fuck. Never fucking send a rose. Did you send a rose? You never... Nicole, that... You actually fucked us. You fucked us so hard.
He's really cute.
Girl, you never send a rose.
Why?
Do you know what happens when people receive roses on Hinge?
No.
They have such a bad review. It's like, that's creepy as fuck. Yeah, it's... You sent a rose? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why would you do that? You never send a rose.
I thought it was like emoji.
Guys, I like really don't yell like this.
He was so worth sending a rose to. He was
girl,
the cutest guy.
He's going to see that I sent a rose and he's going to be like, that's the creepiest fucking thing. No. And you didn't see anything with the rose, did you?
I said I love you.
You said, enchanté. Girl.
I said I'm ready when you are.
Oh no, I just sent a whole pic.
The most exotic place I've been, and it's a photo of him in the gym. This is a different
this
guy.
This is New York.
This is a different guy.
Is he? Where does he live? New York.
Tel Aviv.
Oh.
So we're.
Why is he on my? Why is he even on my? I'm not. I don't have my settings for that, girl. Why is he on there? He must be visiting.
Well, he can stay. Okay. Wait, this guy's cute. I like this guy.
Where is he from? Tel Aviv. Girl.
The jokes write themselves. This guy's really, really, really cute. I really like him. Simple Pleasures, The Sea, Dance All Night Long, and Lana. So it's not going to work out because you're an athlete.
I fucking hate Lana. Fuck Lana, though.
No, I don't think it's going to work out. I'm sorry.
Is he not cute either?
I thought he was cute.
Why won't you show me?
I didn't want to get your hopes up ever. He was cute, but like I don't think that you would have been interested in him.
Okay.
Like I think like from what I understand from your type. What's your type?
I don't really have a
this
type.
Guy kind of looks like my boyfriend, so you might be into him.
Okay, wait. Send a rose.
I want someone who has a good sense of
his
humor.
Name? Adam.
He's white Caucasian. He's 6 feet tall, vaccinated.
Okay.
He's never watched an episode of Friends or The Office.
Oh, actually, that's a major green flag for me. Specifically, The Office. Friends is good. The Office, that's good. He's pure.
He loves concerts.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How do you know?
He says that.
Oh. Oh, wow. He does look like Adam. That is really
that's
true.
That's hard to do. Look, and he has a dog, maybe. Can I send a rose to this man?
Do not send a rose. Hey, your rose privileges have actually been revoked.
Okay, so I can send a priority like?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, all right. All right. This guy asked me about.
I'm literally an open book. Just asked.
He didn't care what he looked like. He's really cute, though.
The question is. Wait, what was the question that he was answering?
The question was, ask me anything about, and he goes, ask me anything about anything, because I'm an open book, girl.
Dumb as rocks.
Yeah, sorry.
What does he look like?
I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter.
Sometimes
this guy's blonde. He's scary. I'm going to say now.
Okay, wow.
Like, you shouldn't be blonde above the age of 9. Sorry.
Meanwhile, she's like, you need to go back to blonde. I love your blonde.
You can be blonde.
Why? Because I look 9?
No.
Oh.
It's because it's cute. Oh, he's really cute. You're going to love him. What?
What's his name?
I can't say his name.
Oh, why?
Because it's going to...
You're not the first and last name, girl.
Oh, I guess you're right. Well, he's from Paris.
He speaks French?
No, he's really in love with himself. It does say he speaks French.
See, I don't like...
Unusual skill. Recognize your perfume. He's going to be like, is that what is it called?
After
that
I got Sun.
After Sun That's by right Vacation?
I'm wearing that.
Oui.
It's my summer scent.
The way to look me over is look me in the eyes. You can't do that.
I can't. How tall is he? Not that this matters.
6 foot. So he's like 5'8".
You know what? I have my height settings. Like
he's cute. I don't think he's real.
Oh,
he's really cute.
All of his pictures look exactly the same. Oh wait, hey, that literally could be any. He has a picture
that could be
of him
child.
As a child. Could be any kid.
Any child. That could be anyone.
That looks like out of an ad.
This
girl.
Guy's cute. I want someone who isn't afraid to be silly and adventurous. That's you.
I don't like that.
He's 6 feet tall.
Work.
Long term relationship, open to short.
Work.
Bi, pan, queer man.
Wow.
The key to my heart is fruit, mango, watermelon, bloobs, pomegranate. He did like bloobs.
How old is he?
A fruit picnic in the park. He's 26.
And he said bloobs?
He said bloobs.
Damn, girl.
Willingly.
Like, he just threw it out there.
The one thing you should know about me is while I love to work hard, play hard while I'm young in the big city, the ultimate goal is to live a chill Mediterranean lifestyle on a farm in France, Italy, Spain, Greece.
Hey. Hard pass.
Really? Oh, he's
that's
cute.
Like way too serious of an answer. We don't you think?
I don't know.
Girl, listen, I don't go on Hinge looking at guys to be like, oh, you know, I want to, I don't need your life story. No one wants the recipe to your mom's peach cobbler.
This guy's Catholic. You don't want him.
Dude, why so many of them on there are religious?
Wait, this one's the best. Together we could attract negative attention.
Okay, I like this. I like it.
He's cute.
He's Catholic?
No, this one.
Is a different one?
This is a
different
one.
You need to tell me when you're turning.
Sorry. 6 feet tall. That, not saying, you can just tell sometimes by someone's head size. You're like, that you're not 6 feet tall. And that's okay. And that's okay.
Maybe he got that leg lengthening surgery.
Ooh, true, maybe. Yeah. I got invited to go on an ayahuasca trip.
I saw that. So you're going?
Yes.
I saw a movie about it.
Guys, I will be gone for a whole month because
Is it a month?
I think so.
But they're paying for it.
It's fucking long. But it's like, they're like, we have 2 spots open for the month of October. And they're like, they're covering my ayahuasca trip to Spain.
What if you went and you just like didn't
didn't
you just
do
like
the ayahuasca?
And then
I don't think
like,
you can
lie.
Fake it because you like violently throw out
everyone else is on ayahuasca. They can't even fucking
except
tell.
I think the people leading the ayahuasca thing.
No, they're on ayahuasca.
Every day they're doing ayahuasca every
know.
Day.
I've never gone to
Maybe
ayahuasca.
Maybe it would be good for me. Maybe it would be good for me if I went. Maybe it would make the OCD go away.
Yeah,
or like the
or make it incredibly terrible at first.
No. And I have a big fear of throwing up, but maybe that could get it out of me and everything.
Oh my God, you could end up like, did Joshua Bassett do that?
I think so, yes.
Hey, you could end up really spiritual. Literally just before this, Nicole was like, if you had like a spirituality arc, like where you like became really Christian, I would be really worried.
Well, I said I would take you to the vet and ask them to give you the amount that they give a St. Bernard. And Jake is like, trazodone? I'm like, no, whatever they used to put down the dogs.
Like, I want trazodone.
I would be like, put him down. He's suddenly Catholic. Put him down.
Would I at least get a Hershey kiss before I went?
Sure, you can have anything you want. We'll get you like a fudge double layer chocolate cake, a 2-tier Mira glaze cake if you want.
You mean that?
I do mean that. I do mean that. 80% cacao. Cacao is the bean. We can. We can get you a burger or two from Wendy, like whatever you want.
Fine, deal.
Put me down.
It's time.
Maybe I will do the ayahuasca trip.
You should.
If I go missing for a while, that's what A-Dubs did. Alex Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
I watched her so often as a kid. She was a YouTuber.
I-Dubs, I'm sorry.
No, not I-Dubs. A-Dubs.
Ayahuasca Dubs.
Yes, that's what it stands for. Mm-hmm. She basically like made this video. She's like, I almost got joined into a cult. Like, I was asked to join a cult and everything. And then she went missing for like a year. And everyone's like, where the fuck was she? Turns out she was just like on an ayahuasca trip.
I think I remember this.
Yeah.
Did you talk about this in a video?
Or I might have.
Did we watch somebody else cover this?
I think we watched H3 cover it at the time. Oh. And, well.
Nice.
And so, because she went on, she did an interview about it. And she was like, I'm safe. I'm okay. And they're like, why didn't you tell your fans that you were okay if everybody was so worried about you? She's like, I don't know. And well, so
it's hard to use your phone when you're on ayahuasca.
She was gone for like a year though at that point.
Know. That's
and like
crazy.
I don't know the whole story about it and everything, but I am, what if I did do that? Maybe my Chronically Online Girl videos would become better, or I come back and like
they become exponentially worse. Or I come back and I stop doing them and I just start talking in like really broad and like crazy terms.
And riddles.
And riddles, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That could do me good. I think I deserve that.
My life. Crazy that you were invited. That's so cool.
My life has been going so amazing. Like when it was my 25th birthday, because my birthday's in 5 days, which is crazy to think about. And I used to hate my birthday. I still don't love it, but this is the first year I'm not dreading it. Mm-hmm. But from September 1st until the end of the year, it was my favorite time of year ever. And like, I remember when it was my 25th birthday, I remember I was at the park and I was like journaling and I was like, this has been the best year of my life. And I could say the same thing
You said that?
They said that?
Sorry, the voices said that.
The voices. And I could say the same thing about this year, that like, this is the best year of my life. So like, I think to shake it up a little bit, to have like the best last 2 years of my life ever is last to go years. And fuck it up and go do ayahuasca.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the next 2 years would be the last 2 years of your life. No. You mean like...
Well, if I go do ayahuasca, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
So, but that's crazy.
It's going to feel like 2 years.
Just so you know, your favorite influencers are getting asked to go on ayahuasca trips. And they're fully covered. What? How much is 5,000 euros translated to?
I don't know.
5,000 euros.
Maybe it's a little... Yeah. I think euros are a little more than the dollar.
5,000 euros in dollars is about $5,800. So that's how much they would have covered for me to go on this trip.
Was I wrong or was I right? I don't even know.
So, cool. Today's 3 weeks without joke carry, though.
Damn.
So, and it hurts that bad that I'm thinking about going on ayahuasca. It hurts that bad.
I'm going to see Jokiri on ayahuasca.
Wait, actually, that's all you needed to say. And I'm going to go do it.
You should watch the movie Queer. They go on an ayahuasca trip.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And they like, he like goes inside, they go inside each other's body. And Drew Starkey looks like devastatingly hot.
I would love to go inside of Jokiri's body and like wear it like a skin suit.
Okay. Do you want me to cut that? That's like a crazy thing to say. That's really scary.
No, that's
okay.
I saw what I said.
I saw what I said. Okay. Yeah. Why not? Sure. What do you think you would want to go inside Hassan Piker's body?
No, I'd be too short.
Oh.
It'd be hard to like move the top half.
You'd be like right in his chest, though.
Yeah.
That would be kind of hot.
It'd be hard to like move around in there.
I feel like when he takes his shirt off, there's like a seam, and then inside is just a tiny man.
This is my first time like lifting in a while because I've just been doing solid core, and this is my first time actually lifting, and I could do everything so much heavier than I last could because I have everything like written down, like my PRs and everything. And I was like, something happened to me. Hey, something happened.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, why does nothing fit anymore over my big, juicy, ginormous traps? So.
How do you catch a bear? Traps. You ever done that?
No.
There was a kid who did that.
But I'm happy that you do.
Of course. And I will continue. Did you, so I asked you this before we started, but you didn't see anything about Cutie Cinderella?
I saw that she got accused of making an AI cake. Because she made one that was like Beauty and the Beast related, or Sleeping Beauty related, or Cinderella related. It was just such a beautiful cake that people thought that it was.
And it wasn't AI.
It wasn't AI. Oh, she made it. Yeah. That's why what happened.
No. Well, she did her podcast with. What's that podcast that they
Fear have? And.
Fear And. And I guess they were talking about Taylor Swift on there. And I don't want to say like she had a crash out because that's really not what happened. It's just like I think you would enjoy talking about this because I think it really is indicative of like how women's interests are like
downplayed
and seen in. Yeah.
Did Hassan do something evil?
Like talking about Taylor Swift with you guys. I'm not even kidding. I don't like it. I don't enjoy
it. You know what?
We asked you about the biggest news in America, which is her engagement.
You guys are infuriating. So it's not like, oh, how exciting. What flowers is she going to have? Guys. You're like, oh my God, Kitty, did you shit yourself? Did you shit in your little pretty pants, you stupid little bitch that loved Taylor Swift? Did you drink your pumpkin spice latte and kick your stupid little Ugg boots in the air, you dumb little fucking bitch? Is that what you say to me?
I love that.
They are like,
I love that.
Straight, she ate them the fuck up, girl.
That's how I feel talking with you guys about anything. No, I'm kidding. You guys show interest in a lot of the things that I talk about. But that is how I feel around a lot of people.
But that is like, I mean, it is really interesting, though, because I think you, you know, touched on it in your like Labubu video. Mm-hmm. But like, no guys ever have to, rarely have to like, justify their interest in something.
Yeah.
And I do find it like condescending the way, I don't know.
The way that men speak about women's interests.
Yeah. And even like, even if they feign showing interest in it for the sake of like, you know, because it's clear to me that they were trying to talk about the Taylor Swift thing, but like they are doing it in a way that's like so condescending to her about being interested in Taylor Swift at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think that that's like disrespectful.
I agree. Because guess what? When Claudia Saluski gets engaged to Phineas.
Yeah. You're going to be just like that.
I'm going to be just like that.
Exactly.
And because I'm a fan of both of them, and I'm going to freak the fuck out, and I'm going to be like, you have no idea. You have no idea the lore behind them. And like, they've been together for so long and I love them so much. Like,
and we're all going to be like, oh, girl, keep it in your pants.
I totally understand, like why people are so excited about Taylor Swift getting married, because that's what a lot of her music is about, is finding, like, her one person and also marriage. And so it's like, yeah, why wouldn't you be happy that someone who, like, has been treated poorly before finally finds someone? Like, a lot of people were like, I'm actually crying. I saw it 3 minutes after it was posted. It's true. I was among
Taylor basically texted you.
She basically texted me. I was on the Chipotle line as per usual.
Based on our close friend story at this point.
And when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is good. Like, this is massive. Like, this is really fucking huge.
It's like a royal wedding.
Absolutely. I think that's exciting, like, for pop culture. I completely understand why people are excited. I feel her. Luckily, I don't have friends like that where I feel like I can't. I feel, like, comfortable talking to the men in my life really about any of my interests, but growing up, I could not. Like, I was like a shell of a person. I could not share what I was interested in or talk about what I was excited in. Yeah, you should be embarrassed.
That's literally what the sound letter just mean.
And that's mainly because it was like made fun of so heavily. And so I reduced myself into only showing interest in like what boys around me talked about or liked that I didn't give a fuck about. And like, I wish that I would have been more open about and fangirling about things that I actually really cared about.
I don't know. It's like jarring to watch somebody's emotion like that because, oh my God, like she like threw herself back in the chair after she was done saying it and her face was like really red. And I was like, wow,
you can tell she's
fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what happened after that. I don't know if they apologized for anything, but like, I can understand like where she's coming from.
She's awesome for that. And she didn't stumble on any of her words.
Yeah, she like, ate them the fuck up.
Yeah.
She ate them right the fuck up.
She said that all so clearly. Like,
yeah.
I would have been stumbling and mumbling over my words. And she was very, very coherent and enunciating. And
yeah. Are you on, have you kept up with like Gaylor TikTok at all?
Yes.
Yes. Or Gaylor, I guess, Reddit. I was just talking to our friend about it because she's a Gaylor.
Which one?
Natalie.
Okay.
Natalie. Sorry. It's just this thing that I do to remember people's names.
Natalie.
She was...
I've sent before to her. I forgot to invite her. Partyful is mean. You can copy an event on Partyful, like the same one that you did last week. And I swore to God, like, I invited her. And then I'm like, Natalie's not invited to this. Oh, no, I'm a bad person. So I texted her. And I'm like, where the fuck is Natalie? And then I sent the GIF of Shauna. Where the fuck is Natalie?
I love that. Oh, my God. Wait, that's cute.
I know. It was...
She was just basically telling me that, well, while, like, I think a lot of people think Taylor Swift is bi?
A lot of people think that Taylor Swift said that, yes, she is getting married to a gym teacher. She didn't say it was to Travis Kelce.
It's Dean Lynch from Glee. Yes.
Well, you're going to love my upcoming video that you have to edit after this one.
But she was just telling me about how she doesn't think that, I don't know, I don't want to misconstrue what she said. But what I'm getting from it is that a lot of people just don't think that their relationship is real and that it's for PR. Do you cover this in your video?
In my Gaylor video?
Is it a Gaylor video?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we don't have to talk about this. I'm sorry. I didn't get to the part where I'm like, actually, like, I'm just cutting out your like silences at this point when we're recording this. So I'm like, I didn't get to the part where you're talking about it. Okay, never mind.
No, I'm not not the one that you're editing right now. My next Chronically Online Girl video is Gaylor. So the people can have a sneak peek who are listening to the podcast.
I'm sorry. Hey, stay tuned. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm full of secrets. My Gaylor's version t-shirt is in the mail.
Oh, good. Yay.
So that is my new night shirt.
It is crazy, the skepticism around it.
It is.
Yeah, but Gaylor people being like, I think I'm going to kill myself if she's not.
First of all, I think so many more people are bisexual than people are letting on. Like, to thinking, like, I would say, in my head, I'm like, oh, you like both unless you are actively saying...
Like, choosing not to,
I feel. Yeah, like, you, in my head, genuinely, like, most people are bi unless they say, no, I'm gay or no, I'm straight otherwise. Because it's just, like, it really is kind of everyone.
Sort of, like, innocent until proven guilty.
Actually, yeah.
Guilty of being straight.
Right, absolutely. And
I agree.
So, and also, like, so many straight guys that you were friends with growing up are now, like, finally in a place in their lives where they're, like, not living at home anymore and more confident in themselves and are finally like, guys, I think I'm bi. And, like, that is happening so much more often than you can believe once you get to, like, your mid-20s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah. And you're not surprised at all. And, like, it's, like, the people that you would least expect when you're, like, 18 years old and you're like, that's the straightest man I've ever seen. It's like, they were heavily suppressed.
Can you show me to them? Sorry. sorry, I don't know what happened with my croaker, but
yeah, I'll show you to them.
Thank you. That's yeah. So I think I support bi people. More for me.
Oh, am I right? Also, like most girlfriends in my life, I think at this point are
bisexual.
Yeah, whether or not they use that word or not. Mm-hmm. Not that like it's a naughty word, but just more people are comfortable just being like, I'm a queer or unlabeled or whatever it is. Or like I tend to lean dating women more, but sometimes there's an occasional guy that I'll date, what have you.
Yeah.
And so I think like naturally that's the people I'm surrounding myself with now because I don't have as much in common with. If you're not at this point, hey, if you don't like more than one thing, or you don't like what's
not like more than one thing,
if you don't like what's the norm anymore, or if you're straight at this point, I'm sorry, I have to assume that you voted for Trump.
Sabrina Carpenter's kissed women.
Hey, true, that was an alien. Oh, so that's what we're calling.
Wait, that was an alien. I thought she kissed Jenna Ortega.
Oh, did she?
At the end of Taste, did she not?
Lucky her.
Hey, her new album came out. We talked about it before.
I know.
How did you feel anything retrospectively?
That I think it's an awesome album. I think it's great. I love it. I loved her interview where she talked about it and
With Gil King.
And who was the other woman? I forget her name.
Yeah. What was your reaction to their reaction?
Like, y'all need to get out more, I think.
Loved her interview where she was talking about how everybody was so critical of her album cover. Yeah. And then she was like, I think people need to go out more. Like, I think it's clear to see that I am the one in control while simultaneously being like controlled because a man is like holding my hair, but I am like in control of this situation. And she talks about how a lot of the songs on the album are from the perspective that she knew that things were happening to her, but she was also submissive to these things happening to her because she was like allowing them to happen to her, like these like bad situations, which nice. I understand. And like she's not talking necessarily about abuse. That's not necessarily what she's talking about, but it is like getting in a relationship with like a shitty guy who like you know has a bad track record of lying, for example, and you're still sticking around with him and making excuses for him. Or does that make sense? Like
I was gonna say something similar.
I think I understand that. Like she's like, fuck, I'm in this position again, but I also should have known because like this guy has given me all the signs that he is not the most trusting of men or whatever.
Yeah.
I love the album. I think it's super fun. I think it's like, I think the sound is awesome. Like I love everything about it.
I have an appreciation for it more now that I have conversations with people, because I'm going to be honest, I did not like her interview originally.
Really?
A lot of what she said to me at the time that I was listening to it. Okay. And my opinions have changed. So let me get there, everyone. I felt like a lot of her answers were sort of like non-answers. Mm-hmm. Like, when she was talking about like it's like being in control, like playing with like the idea of letting go and not having control and stuff. But the more that I spoke with people about it, and I also saw a lovely TikTok that somebody did. I'm not gonna show it because I don't remember what her name was, and I don't think I had that many likes. But she basically went through every song where she was like, "This song's about like her dating a guy and accepting the bare minimum. This song's about like the guy lying to her all the time. This song's about how, yeah, she'll make you worry and she'll ruin your life too," kind of thing. I appreciate what she said now because of somebody's analysis of the album, because I think it's like that she is not like a victim in every story of hers. Yeah. I guess, you know, it's more of like a sometimes. And I think everybody has done it. You are complicit to, because you don't want to change.
Yeah.
To like these red flags and like and like these shitty guys.
And you don't want to let go, even though that person has shown you their bad side.
And she's like, I feel like it's not even satirical for her at this point. It's literally like, that's exactly right. Like sometimes, and it's not your fault, but it is like, damn, I should change, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're almost like stagnant in a relationship with like guys who suck,
yeah,
you know. And so I don't think she's necessarily blaming herself, but I think she's taking her responsibility in these situations of like, I need to get myself out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that's what so much of the album is about.
Yeah.
Love the thing.
Which I think that's why we should have waited until the album was out to judge an album cover, because like, that's what most of the songs are speaking to. She's not sitting here being like, I love being a dog to these boys and I love when I'm on all fours and they pull my hair and shit. Like, she's like, no, I'm like acting stupid and I'm acting a fool and I'm like accepting.
It's like I need to knock some sense into myself.
Right.
Like, why did I do that?
Exactly.
I love that.
I think it's great. I know people will disagree with me on my thoughts and opinions. Howie Mandel, I never said that Sabrina Carpenter is not a feminist. I don't know. I feel like the conversation around Sabrina Carpenter the pendulum has swung so far. It's always so sad whenever I watch a celebrity like rise fame. I actively saw it when I was a fan of Billie Eilish. I loved her so much and she was like receiving no hate for anything. And then she got super big. And then I was like, I can't wait to see what the first thing that she receives hate is about. And then I saw it. I think it was when she won the Grammys.
Oh, shit.
I think it was that was the first
Ari stands will get you, girl.
I think that was it. Like, it was all at once when she was receiving hate for that. And I think the next big thing was when she did the song. What's the song called? It's like, you don't got a job. Yeah, no job. Might be no job. You have.
I don't know. I actually haven't heard that one.
Dead be like, she's like, you're a loser. Who's
like,
got
that go for a lunch?
No, no. She's like, This motherfucker has no job and you're a loser and it's lost cause.
Okay, great.
And she did the music video and it's like her dancing with a bunch of women and like.
Oh, and everyone's like, she's queer baiting.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember.
That was like the second time, the second biggest time that I was like, everybody is hating on Billie Eilish. And it just sucks so bad just being a fan and being like, this person, you can see that they have really good intentions and they're receiving a huge wave of backlash because people are refusing to try and see nuance. Even when Billie Eilish did say, like, hey, I'm bisexual, people still were...
Sorry, just making sure it was recording.
People online still were like, no, she's definitely, like, she's still queer baiting. It's like, have you seen Billie Eilish? That woman likes women. Like I don't feel like I need to... Yes. I knew that about JoJo Siwa. Like, I'm so sorry, but like me and my...
You're waiting? I'm just kidding.
Well, no, but like Kaylee and I had bets. Maybe that's me to say.
When JoJo would come out.
When JoJo would come out. I remember it was so far back that we were still in her like childhood bedroom. We were like, when will JoJo Siwa come out? We are waiting for the day. And like that just like...
And that's just because both of them were interested. Not because they were like, oh, when's this queer gonna...
And so, yeah. And so then same thing with Chapel Roan. When Chapel Roan was so loved and then she cancels All Things Go, it just sucked to see.
Well, and isn't it ironic to think that the actual two queer people who are like out are being questioned on their queerness?
Yes.
And then Taylor Swift is being questioned on her straightness.
Yeah. 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 No, I think what a lot of it has to do is that it's mainly men who accuse, in my opinion, I think it's mainly men who accuse, especially female celebrities or other women, of not actually liking women because it's so hard for them to process that a woman may not be interested in men. Like, it's so difficult that men are not at their center that they could potentially like anything else. Mm-hmm. So they feel the need to question that, especially like, Chapel Roan could not be a lesbian because how could she not be attracted to me? My main point is it just sucks to see when a woman finally rises to such large fame and then she gets so much backlash over something that a man never ever would.
I know, like male people are excited for guys when they're like queer a little bit, like Harry Styles.
Right. And even when they never like confirmed or said anything else. And then what I meant for Sabrina Carpenter is more so that she's just like in any type of backlash about expressing sexuality, and now like I feel like the pendulum has swung so much that people are actively really slut shaming her more than I've ever seen, especially on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were really past this. Like, I thought we were done with slut shaming in like 2013. Like, I thought we were so past this. Yeah. Like, I didn't know that we still did all that. So I think it's, I don't know.
But yeah, I like the album. I think she did a good job with it.
I did. Speaking of the album, I did get asked if I would. Somebody recommended on Instagram that I should start selling feet pictures.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I was supposed to be on the album. I was actually supposed to be on the album.
I was supposed to be on house tour.
Do you want the house tour? I just cleaned the baseboards.
I just cleaned my washing machine drum.
That would actually be a really good collab. And everything Sabrina's saying is like, yeah, I just waxed it. Like, it's sure. And you're like, no, like, I actually just scrubbed out the toilet bowl.
Clorox.
Yeah, that would be cute.
I would like that. I just disinfected the sink bowl. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
I just vacuumed that rug for the fifth time. She goes, take your shoes off. And then you go, really? Take your fucking shoes off right after it. You need to do that. Come on, girl.
That would be good.
Get in the studio.
All right. Hey, maybe I will. But somebody told me that I should, instead of making stupid feminist dumb content, like I have anxiety. It's just a video of me meeting Joe Keery, and it's just me sweaty. And people apparently that's
feminist to people.
That's anxiety feminist content. Apparently,
sweet, that's working against feminism.
Right. Absolutely. But this guy was like, "You should start selling feet videos."
Oh.
And so he's like really into it. He's like, "Fuck, I'm into it." And I was talking about it with my friends.
I thought you were gonna say I was talking about it with him. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, I did DM him, and I was like, I do require a down payment first. And then after he sent it, I blocked him.
Oh.
I know.
And that's called being a business person, not a businesswoman. Anyone can scam.
And my friends from North Carolina were like, have you ever considered, like, doing OnlyFans? Like, because you do have, like, kind of the reach for it now. Because it is more difficult if you have to start from nothing versus if you start from something. And I'm like, nothing that I do is appealing to men, and I don't want men's money. Like,
just say, like, lesbians only, by women only, by women and lesbians and gay people.
I'll give them the content for free.
Okay.
I don't want them to have to pay men.
That's beautiful.
But I don't even want men's money, and like nothing I would even do. But I have considered it, like not like serious.
You asked me to pick up the Celsius earlier.
What about it?
You said you don't want men's money. I just picked up the Celsius.
Well, you're not giving me money. You're giving me product. I'll bet.
Men's Celsius, not. However.
Men's Celsius, I will take from them. Men's gifts, I will take from them. I don't want men's money. I don't want straight men's money.
That's
fair. I do want your money. I'm going to Venmo request you.
Better request me for your Celsius.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. And I don't know. It's just like, for example, you know, not that I've like sat here and been like, you know, maybe I should have a career change, but like, absolutely, it has crossed my mind, especially when.
Do you OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Absolutely. I think it has for like any influencer.
Do you think I could do it? Oh, no. Okay, I'm just gonna cut that part out.
Well,
since you just like hesitated for a really long time, and it made me seem like I'm not hot or like I'm kind of like lame and weird.
It's not that.
And that like my body's like misshapen and it oddly formed. That's just like what that pause. That's everything that pause just said.
Well, I was thinking it. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, right.
No. Yeah, you could do it if you want. I don't know. I don't think about you. Who has only. Wait, I think I know. Wait, who else has only.
So many people with OnlyFans.
Wait, no. I feel like I know someone.
Heavy ends.
I think I had a friend who did it, and then I think I told him I would buy it to support him, but I wouldn't watch it.
Hey, actually, I think you said that to me.
No, I don't.
One time.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe you are the friend I said that to.
Yeah, I think you did. And I don't have OnlyFans.
I
would sell feet pics. Why not?
I wouldn't.
Why? Because they're like sacred to you?
They are.
I've seen you wear flip-flops.
Barely. And how many times?
Yeah, I've seen you pick at that toenail. You love those things. Why not show them off? What's all that work for? What's all the surgery for, girl? If not for feet pics.
I am very, very protective over that part of myself. But no.
One time Nicole's like, she was like, I'm sorry, ow. And I was like, what? She's like, I did so much surgery on my toenail that like it feels like I just cut it off. It's
yeah,
bruised.
It'll throb at night so bad that I can't fall asleep. That's, because
is it ingrown? Is that, I'm sorry, you don't have to talk about this.
No, like, yeah, sure. Like,
okay, is it ingrown?
Sometimes. Okay. Like, I don't know what's happening there sometimes, you know? Like, I genuinely, I'm going to be completely honest, I don't know. It's been great for the last recent however long, but
hey,
there was a time when sometimes I think it's also part of, like, the whole skin picking thing. I think I'm just looking for a problem, like a non-issue. Right.
Like in Weapons when she comes out with the knife at like the front door, you're like,
and I'm like walking around like that. Yeah.
Your toe is the homeless guy, and then you're actually the cop that comes out to grab him from the car.
Yes, that's me. No, I when I lived at my old apartment, I had a lot of free time. I did think about maybe doing an OnlyFans, not nude, not like suggestive in any way, but just me
vacuuming.
Oh, so
you're gonna scam people.
Well, I would say exactly what it is, and I would like
this is me vacuuming,
and I thought I'd make a fun YouTube video out of it and like donate the money to charity or something.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
like this is me vacuuming. I don't even want that I want a vacuum, but I don't even want men to be able to use me as fetish content at all. Like, I don't want cleaning content for them. I don't want them to see it and be like, it's so hot that she's vacuuming. Hey, I don't even want
anything can be a fetish though.
I know that, but
you standing in front of those pictures. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to ruin that for you, but like it might.
I doubt anything I do is super. Yeah, I doubt it. And my male audience is so teeny tiny and small, and I'm very proud of that. So I really don't think
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
As in, like, there are quite a few of them, but like they're all like really like they're like this big.
They're very, very short and minuscule. I could sit them in my pocket. That's how many of them there are. That's no, funny. I just don't think that I have any interest of even suggesting that be an idea for men. Just the idea of I don't want to profit off of that. So that's why didn't vacuum for money, but
that's why I just do it for leisure,
right? And I do think about it sometimes, and I'm like, fuck, could be making a couple dollars off of this, but you know,
I think celebrities do make OnlyFans, and then they do just end up doing something like that, and then a bunch of people subscribe to it, and then they get shit on their Reddit.
Well, I found out that Tyga is banging people in mansions on his OnlyFans.
Yeah,
like he's a full on. Porn star.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Kid Cudi when he was in that movie.
No, don't talk about Kid Cudi. You don't know that man.
I saw him in
X. One of them.
Yeah.
Maxine.
That was it.
I didn't know that Tyga does all that. I didn't know that he is just out there with hole. I didn't know that.
With hole?
Well, I mean, the hole is there, isn't it?
Does he show like?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should buy and go see.
How much do you think it is?
At least $13.
A month?
I don't know.
Oh. God, that's a Netflix subscription. For Tyga booty hole?
I know.
He's probably doing a good job on there.
I hope not. I hope he suffers for the rest of his life. I hope he has a terrible, terrible future.
Are Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet still dating?
Yes.
Wow.
He texted me last night and told me.
He said, just checking in, mm-hmm. We are still dating.
Yes, I got confirmation.
That's cool.
And he is bald right now.
You know, he might come and do Rocky Horror on Broadway for the revival.
Really?
Yeah, as Frankenfurter.
No.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Really? We have to go.
When? I don't know when. I don't know.
When?
But
how do you know?
I was just talking with Juan about it.
Oh, yeah. We would have to go.
It's like rumored.
Oh, I would have.
That would be crazy.
No, I would pass away.
Heavy AC.
Wait, no. Wait, really? Oh my God.
She just told me that, so it could very well be completely.
No. Lost. Can you imagine the Kylie Jenner watching Rocky Horror? I can't.
She would have the lipstick V on her head, but it would be her lip kit. And it would be giant, and she'd be like, no, like this, I just grew into it, you know? How she said that about her lips.
Her lips, yeah. Sorry. Yes.
That was really
sorry, crazy. It took
that
a second.
That one went far. She lines the V. Wait, that would honestly some lipstick company needs to do that for Halloween.
That could be good.
That would be it's really not bad.
Let's pitch that.
Let's what?
Pitch that?
Oh. I thought you were saying the B word.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't say that word.
Like, we're not gonna do anything of the sort.
Actually, that's a really smart idea. I like that. It'll get you through sweating all night and through all of Rocky's horrors.
Rocky's no, but like, cause
that's good. Yeah, I know. I know. But that's the first time seeing Rocky's show that it's super stands the test.
And it's transfer proof.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
We're gonna do it.
Someone's gonna steal our idea.
Yeah. No, that's not gonna happen. Nobody's gonna steal this. Yeah. Us, me, like two friends who have the worst idea in the world. We cannot let this out. Cannot let this out.
So we're gonna take our idea. We need to trademark that. Hey, keep this quiet.
Yeah, keep this quiet. We need to make this move in silence.
I have this awful, awful movie idea that I've had in my head for years now. And like, it's the worst movie idea ever. And I think I probably thought of it in church, which is like when I used to think of all like my video ideas and everything.
And what would it be?
I feel like way too I can't say because like, somebody's going to take it. But when the movie does come out, because somebody's going to do it, I guarantee you, I'm going to tell you, this is it. And that's what I'm like. And you're going to know this is the movie.
You're going to be like, this was my idea that I was keeping in my head the whole time that I never voiced to anybody.
Yes.
But that they somehow knew.
Exactly. So I'm going to write it down and date it like
you and the guy who's suing the Together movie. could be friends.
There's a guy who's suing the Together movie because he said that was his idea.
Yeah. Did you have anything else on your list?
No, just that I love New York because I have to leave soon because I have to go to a breast reduction party that I got invited to on Party Full.
An angel, another angel loses her wings. Her big wings.
No, that's just so exciting. Like, I love all these parties. Like, you can make a party out of anything here. Like, hey, you really can.
I want to do a post-Nobils party.
What's that?
Where everybody brings something to put on, to like tape on the wall. Mm-hmm. You know how the things say post-Nobils?
Yeah.
And then everybody just brings like their own thing to like tape on the wall.
Cute.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah. I
it's post-Nobils party.
I like that.
I also had another idea for a party, but I forget.
I liked your karaoke, or not karaoke, I liked your talent show idea.
Hey, we're going to karaoke soon.
Yeah.
Have you practiced your song?
No, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
You're the one, it's your party, girl.
I know, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You don't have like 6 songs prepared?
I guess I should, probably, huh?
You need your 32-bar cut.
I don't know.
Did you have a Polish word of the day?
Oh, Piersz.
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 Mm-hmm.
Piersz.
Mm-hmm. Pierwszy. Piersz.
Pierwszy.
Depends how you're talking about them.
Them? Non-binary? Pierwszy. Pears.
Pears?
Yeah, no. Pierwszy.
Close.
Really? Oranges? Close.
No.
Anaranjado? That's orange in them.
Pomarańcz. Is it in
Pomarańcz?
Pomarańcz.
Pomarańcz. That's cool. I didn't say it nearly correct.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Pierwszy. Pierwszy.
Pierwszy.
Moje pierwszy. My pierwszy bolo.
Very pierwszy. Isn't that what moje means? Like more?
No. Pierwszy, it's a noun.
No. No, moje.
Moje, mine.
Oh, fuck.
Bardzo means very.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I remember that now. Bardzo butelka.
Bardzo duża butelka.
Bardzo duża butelka.
That means very big bottle.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Bardzo duża butelka.
Bardzo duża butelka. I don't know. Pierwsza? What does it mean?
Breasts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why haven't you taught me that one before?
I guess I just haven't had
I could give you so many more compliments in Polish now.
I know. I know, because I just always have them out on.
He likes your, how did you say it?
Pierwszy. Yeah.
Pierwszy, what's the difference?
Pierwszy, you're talking about both of them. What?
You're one Pierwszy, you're two.
That's why I said them, and you're like, oh, non-binary. I'm like, sure.
Right. Well, I mean. Fine. I mean.
So I'm going to a Pierwszy reduction party.
Papa.
Papa.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya. Ciao.
I don't know.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later. Papa.